In a world consumed by shadows, Elaine Benedict, my mayhem, was a single spark of defiance. Her presence could ignite a war. Tracking more than one gaze fixed on her, I had a feeling it already had.
"Relax,"
Mayhem said, resting a hand against my arm as she leaned in to whisper. This close, the light floral of her perfume beckoned to me. If we were somewhere more private, I'd pin her against the wall.
"Miss Benedict."
The intrusion of the smooth Italian voice had me shifting my weight and straightening. Mayhem didn't move away as we turned to face the new arrival together.
"Bella, it is always such a pleasure to see you."
He extended both of his hands as though to grip Mayhem's shoulders. If she hadn't been digging her nails into my forearm, I would have shoved this asshole backward. Well, that and the fact he didn't actually make contact with her skin.
"Mr. Sivan,"
she said, offering her cheeks as he kissed the air just above them.
"I did not expect you to be here tonight."
Her tone was soft, effervescent, and downright flirtatious. Sivan, all 6 feet of him, was definitely intrigued as he smiled at Mayhem. He didn't give me a second glance, but I was all too aware of him.
"No?"
He closed his hand over her free one.
"Well, then I hope this is a pleasant surprise."
She giggled. The sound set my teeth on edge. It wasn't my Mayhem, but the person she donned the moment we arrived at this party. I was ready to get rid of my tux and get her out of that silky dress. That was a plan for later. For now, we were here to get information.
"Definitely a surprise I appreciate,"
Mayhem teased him. The guy couldn't take his eyes off of her. Of course he couldn't. She was sensuality incarnate. But I had to keep my temper in check. There was a plan. This asshole was why we were here.
"Wonderful. May I steal you away for a dance?"
She hummed the sound, head tilted as if thinking it over.
"I might be persuaded to let you borrow me, but for one dance only, I can't be seen showing any kind of favor."
Sivan smiled, his dark eyes danced. While he wasn't quite drooling, he couldn't contain his excitement.
"Then I shall have to make the most of my dance."
Mayhem stroked her hand down my arm as she smiled up at me.
"I'll be back. Get us drinks?"
"Of course," I murmured, then flicked my gaze up to Sivan's. Surprise flickered over his face. "One dance," I reminded him. "I'll be watching. And I'd interrupt if necessary." Mayhem didn't correct me, but she did give me a faintly exasperated look, even as she laughed. Then she was heading out to the dance floor with Sivan. Despite his height, hell, despite my own, she moved with confidence. Her heels added to her already considerable presence. But honestly, I couldn't take my gaze off her. Didn't want to. There was something earthy and at the same time ethereal about her. Her smile wrapped you up and made you want to lean into the warmth. Her laughter was the fire, and then the hazel of her eyes housed shadows and flame. Knowledge was its own aphrodisiac, but so was confidence. Fit and trim, with breasts that I loved to cup and tease. But she was so much more than just her looks. I was the lucky son of a bitch who got to truly see behind the gorgeous set dressing she offered the world. The song had just begun. I didn't move away, taking my position right there at the edge of the dance floor. Waiters made their way through the crowd, delivering glasses of champagne and white wine. I'd take two just before the song ended. In the meanwhile, I kept an eye on Mayhem and Sivan. His hand drifted from her hip more than once, but she corrected him with a gentle verbal reprimand. I'd rather have broken his fingers. As they turned in a slow waltz, I caught her gaze. She smiled, then returned her attention to her dance partner. They still had at least 2 more minutes to go. Movement in my periphery alerted me to a new arrival.
"Son,"
Julius King said by way of greeting. Also known as Jeff Hartigan, the wealthy bastard was my sperm donor. Mine and Ivy's, my sister.
"You should be careful of that one. He enjoys pursuing women he considers unobtainable."
I didn't respond. Tonight wasn't about King, or Hartigan, or whatever he wanted to call himself.